This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
GoDaddy.com. Man up and get your $4.95 by entering code MMA Nuts.
Defense Soap. Offense wins matches. Defense keeps you on the mat. This is MMA Nuts, episode 142! I am the Walrus!
Awesome! I'm on the back room at this MMA show, by my fans, for my fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Speaking of ridiculous, you may be...
You've got defense. He's got good fucking defense.
Why am I wearing this ridiculous outfit?
No.
It's in honor of Snoop Lion, who recently changed his name from Snoop Dogg. He apparently went down to Jamaica, became Rastafarian, has a new album dropping soon. He was
straight
just
down
on a couple of the news channels, saw him on Piers Morgan, wearing exactly this. Not quite as colorful as he is, or as rich and famous, but I like Snoop Dogg. Snoop Lion, not so much. We'll see.
How high is that fucker?
I have no idea.
Jesus Christ.
I'm that high.
When you get so high you change your name, that's a problem. That's like Aubrey, right?
From Onnit?
Yeah. What was he on?
Ayahuasca?
Yeah. See, that's a bad... Cheers. That's a good move, but a bad move.
Yeah.
When you're changing
your
name.
What was his original name? Like Bob or something?
Steve? I don't even know anymore. Just George. Call him Aubrey. So
talk to me, Matt. What's up with the news?
Here's a question for you.
Yes.
Is it weird if you have a dream where Chris Cyborg is feeding you Lemonheads?
Oh, no. Here we go. I don't know. It depends.
Okay.
Is she naked or clothed?
I don't remember.
Oh, boy.
Just remember, she had MMA gloves on.
While feeding you,
Lemonheads.
That's weird.
And then she was trying to get fancy and, like, throw them across the octagon into my mouth. Or not my mouth, but just say, like, someone's mouth.
Okay, sure,
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm just saying.
A window into the fantasy mind of Matt Griffith.
I don't know about that, but when I go to
Chris
sleep,
Cyborg.
Strange
can
things
make that happen, maybe. It's Chris Cyborg.
She might chip my tooth. I don't trust her. She seems, like, aggressive. She seems a little alpha, if you will.
She might.
She still looks pretty beefy.
Yes.
Is Invicta testing over there?
Don't know. It's maybe. Good. Maybe not.
We'll see. It remains to be determined.
Yes.
At a different date.
Uh-huh.
Robot Combat League, Ingo. Remember, I was so hyped that I was watching it. I'm like, oh, this could be the greatest fucking show ever.
Yes, did not watch. I forgot.
You're not missing it. I watched it. It's the fucking worst thing ever. The premise, awesome. Let's build some fucking robots and let's have them go to war. You got two sides. It's not man versus man. It's robot versus robot. Two robots enter, one faggot robot leaves or something.
Okay.
And they fuck it up because robot hits robot and, like, sparks fly and it's manufactured sparks. It's not real sparks.
Aww.
And then robot hits robot and goddamn if one of the pistons doesn't blow off and fucking some sort of liquid spooges all over
spew,
the other one.
Robot spew everywhere.
Very disappointing.
We need to make a robot like we were talking about. It just jizzes all over everything.
He doesn't do anything. He just comes out and fucking beats off and fucking unloads
sprays
on the
everything.
Other one.
And then he should have, like, a match. He throws and blows the other robot on fire.
Win or lose, he's smoking a cigar while he's doing it, and he fucking turns and flips it down, and then he flips everybody off on the way out.
Yep.
I'm out, bitches.
That's right. Okay, well, good. Thanks for the heads up. I'll delete it from
my DVR. Don't watch
DVR.
It. Yeah, I mean, check it out just for once, for 5 minutes, and then get out.
Gotcha.
In and out.
In and out.
And then the other one, did you see EA come out with their fucking SimCity bullshit? A lot of issues.
Well, I heard there was lots of problems. I know that many of the major review sites have very low scores from, like, the fans and stuff. And actually, Amazon took it off of the market.
That's awesome.
That's how bad it is. I don't know. Apparently, I think, is it because you need to play online?
Yeah,
they
said everything is, like, online, like, on the
which
server.
Which sounds cool, but what if you can't play?
Scary.
I don't know. I was a big SimCity fan. I remember, like, being, I don't know, 8, 9, 10. When did that first one come out? Like, Super NES. And just letting that fucker run for, like, a week. My NES was running.
Melting?
And just cooking in there, staying up all night, building my shit. I don't know if it's come a long way, I'm sure.
I don't know.
But it used to be fun.
It's scary because you think, okay, so I hear this experience, And then I played the EA Hockey the other day, the newest version of it, which sucks dick, by the way, because I'm a simple man, I like simple things.
Okay.
What do they say? It's like lollipops in my mouth and butter in my ass. That's from Boogie Nights, something like that. But
I'm with you.
I like a button for shoot, a button for pass, a button for check, and a button for switch player. That's all I need.
Yeah.
And when I do it, make it the maximum ever. Like the hardest thing ever. Like if I want to check, I don't need to decide, ooh, do I want a hip check? Do I want a poke check? Do I want just body check? I want to check the shit out of the guy as hard as possible. Yeah. Through the glass every time. Maybe over the glass. I don't give a fuck.
Well, that's EA. You probably, everything was with the analog stick.
Oh, it was so retarded. Yeah. If you're on offense, it's this way. If you're on defense, it's this way. Like, Jesus Christ, you've taken all the fun out of the game.
Yeah, it's
plus, I played the game from 2011 and 2013, could not tell the difference. This is a problem when you have one. I don't even know if anyone else is making the game. I'm just going to say they have a fucking monopoly because they usually do.
There's another version. I think Sega or something makes
it. It's much better.
It's supposed to be better. NHL something. I'll tell you this.
What?
I think EA is still the best franchise. Never mind Madden because I used to be a huge Madden fan and played years and years and years. Their FIFA series is amazing. It's really good. It's the online, everything, the controls, it all feels, it's simple.
He's trying to save them. Well, my problem
I'm just saying, it's good. There, you play one guy, you know, you can play and run around. It's very complicated, I'll give you that. But that soccer in nature is more general. There's a ball and you kick it.
Right. It's not that complicated.
Yeah, so it's a little bit easier. But I can see hockey just being, they want to give you control so you can do whatever you want.
Well,
it's in the game.
This leads me to the MMA. This is how it goes. So obviously they're making the next UFC game and they haven't put any pictures out. Right. Yes, it does. Because I'm looking at my experience. I'm listening. Okay, the SimCity thing is a complete fucking boondoggle. Just fucked up out of its mind. I played the hockey. I'm not impressed. It hasn't improved. And now you're getting them doing the UFC game where THQ did it and did a pretty decent job. It had its quirks, but as far as, like, the fighting, I thought that was spot on.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen?
Are they really going to change? They shouldn't change. That formula was working. They can't fuck it up that bad. They bought the series from them, right?
Yeah.
So they have to just build on it. I don't see them really rewriting the entire thing. That would be silly.
It was already
fairly complicated. Like, the ground game online was a fucking bullshit, but that's why I never played it online. But in the local setting, it was lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they just build, not tear down and rebuild, you know?
You never know. I don't know what's going on over there.
Well,
the details that are coming out are few and far between.
The game is never going to happen. It doesn't exist.
It's smoke and mirrors right now. It's probably not. And they don't. There's no release date.
Put Fader on the cover. Yes.
We don't have his rights, but we will own him.
Yes, he's in Russia. He can't sue us. Anyways, fuck him.
Yes. And then lastly, what's this transgender MMA bullshit?
Do you want me to give you my opinion?
I think
it's pretty simple. All right? There's two kinds of people in the world.
Oh.
There's people, well, maybe three.
I'll let you go.
There is one who has one of these. There's one who has one of these. And then there's one who may have one of each. So I don't know about the one of each.
Is that a finger,
a dick,
and
a hole?
And
both, I think.
Two dicks?
Is that possible? Two dicks? I don't know.
Two in a pink, one in a stink.
Doesn't exist in real life. I'm saying, if you have a cock, you're a man. If you have a vajayjay or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
You can say vagina.
You're a woman.
You can even say a pussy. I'll even up you and say you can say cunt.
Cunt.
Karma.
It's
plus
very
two.
Simple. So, therefore.
What?
It's by what you were born with, I say. So, whatever you have coming out, that's what you are. And I don't know the details of this. Apparently, this woman or man has a cock still. Is that correct?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm all confused.
She looks huge. He? I don't know. Looks gigantic from the weigh-in pics. Like, that can't be fair to a chick going against, like, somebody who's got high testosterone naturally.
No.
And not cool.
That needs to be out. You got to fight men. Well, actually, does that fight men then? Is that a woman? Do you have that fight a man?
I don't know.
And I think once you've crossed teams, you're out. You're out. You can't fight.
No sanction allowed?
No.
I don't know.
There's no way to make that fair.
I know a bunch of the women came out, you know, like on Facebook and things, making comments about it. I know our local Chicago Felice Herrig is very against the entire thing. Thinks that, you know, this person should not be allowed to fight females in any way, shape, or form.
I agree with that.
Because she's like, well, I grapple with guys and work out with guys all the time who are my same weight, and it's not fair. It's not. They're always stronger. They're faster. They're, you know.
There's this thing called testosterone.
Yes.
good.
So yeah, they shouldn't allow it. I don't think. But it sounds like maybe there's already some shit going down where they one sanctioning body turned down her application or something.
So, everyone should. Yeah. So sorry.
Dana White's all over this. Cyborg versus this chick, woman, man.
That is blasphemy. You can't say that.
Nah.
Well, she's 100% woman.
Okay. From the waist up.
Hey, watch yourself. All right, you ready? Who gets some UFC 158 action?
Yes, happening March 16th at the Bell Center in Montreal, Quebec.
Are you kidding me? Really? A GSP fight in Canada again?
Never happens.
Why can't he fight in like Stockton?
When's the last time he fought in Vegas? Like 5 years ago?
Never. It's like if you have GSP, it's a fucking Canada fight.
And there was a lot of ins and outs of this.
Yeah, what happened?
McDonald got hurt. Sean Pearson pulled out of the fight with Rick Story. Alessio Sicaro was supposed to rematch Patrick Cote. Didn't happen. And so here we are. Three welterweight fights that we're covering this evening.
Yeah, well, they loaded up just in case. You never know. Look what happened.
It's too close to the fight, Matt. Diaz isn't going to get fucked out of this one.
Oh, Diaz is not going to happen. He's going to get shanked. He's not going to show up for the conference.
No, it doesn't matter. Fight week, they can't change.
Once a snake, always a snake. You can go. What?
Go ahead.
Oil. All right, we got the first fight. We got Jake.
Juggernaut.
Ellenberger, he's 28-6 versus Nate.
The great.
Marquardt, he's 32-11. Ellenberger, 61% of his wins by KO, 18% by submission. Marquardt, 28% by KO, 47% by submission. What do you see going on here?
All right. I feel like Nate Marquardt has come a very long way since his dominating debacle against Chael Sonnen in the wrestling department, if you recall that fight.
Mm-hmm.
He looked pretty good against Woodley, who was also a strong wrestler. And I know that Ellenberger likes to wrestle a little bit. So he's also got a little bit of power. But I like Marquardt's chances in this. I feel like he's come far enough. His last
You said come far enough twice, and I'm just going to leave it alone. Okay. Keep going.
Marquardt has a submission advantage, I think. He's much stronger on the ground. Ellenberger, if he tries to take it there, I think he's going to be in trouble. And, you know, Marquardt's faster, more speed, maybe not as much power. But I feel like Marquardt can eke out a decision here. I know he looked like shit in his last fight in Strikeforce. It was a five-rounder against Safedine.
Sounds good to me.
But, you know, last fight in a promotion that's dying, how seriously did he take it? I don't know. A lot on the line here. I think both guys need to win. So, unfortunately, I think Nate, just a better athlete all around. And hopefully he keeps his hands up and doesn't box like this.
John Sullivan style, yes. Old school, 1800s,
yeah, he has a tendency to do that. He's like a gunslinger type boxer, so I take him via decision. What say you, sir?
Well, I got some cool stats on the Marquardt.
All right.
So he has 11 losses, and he's never lost two in a row. And if you throw out that last loss...
He has 11 losses?
Yeah, so he's sitting on... So throw out the last loss, and he's got 10 losses. He's finished 8 of the next 10 guys that he's fought after he's had a loss.
Oh, boy.
So, He turns into a finisher. The
Maybe
problem
I should
is
change my pick.
No. The problem is he struggles when someone takes a fight to him, and you kind of saw that in his last fight, and you see that in the Sonnen fight, where if someone really fucking comes at him, and that seems to be Ellenberger's style, where he's fucking up in your face and in your grill, and a dude with power, it scares me for Marquardt's chances. The question mark for Ellenberger is his conditioning. Is it going to, if he can't put away him in the first round, is he going to be able to maintain his conditioning in round two and round three? Luckily, it's not a five-rounder. So
both guys, I think, are in trouble if it's five. Ellenberger's had some questionable cardio in his past.
Yeah, and he didn't look too impressive in his last fight against Huron. Where it's like,
he won decision, right?
Is that it was pretty close, though, too. It wasn't like he just steamrolled through. Yeah. Like someone just fought Huron and just like knocked him out pretty. Oh, it was Woodley, right? Tyrone?
Sounds right.
Knocked him out like pretty much
fast. Like extremely fast. 30 seconds or something.
Like, oops, sorry. So I like Ellenberger's chances. Plus, this is kind of like a short fight notice where Marquardt was even in the UFC when his fights were announced. Because who was this fight supposed to be? It was supposed to be Ellenberger and Hendricks.
Yes.
And then Hendricks moved up to fight Condit then.
Yeah, because McDonald pulled out.
Yeah. For like the third time.
It's all good.
Some people fight injured, Ingo. Not some people don't.
McDonald, GSP, or anyone else.
GSP wannabe. So I'm taking Ellenberger by a decision.
All right.
Close. It's tough because the stats should say that Marquardt should win, but I'm going against the trend here. I don't give a fuck. Magic 8-Ball is going to take Ellenberger also.
Nice.
Moving right along.
Which means he'll probably win because my picks are terrible.
I don't know. You made a comeback last week.
Slowly but surely.
The 8-Ball is usually spot on, though.
It is. So, there you go. Bet your money.
All right. We got Carlos.
The natural born killer.
Condit. He's 28-6 versus Johnny.
Big Rick.
Hendricks.
Love it.
He's 14-1. Condit, 46% of his wins by KO, 26% by submission. Hendricks, 57% of his wins by KO and 7% by submission. So I'll tell you what, a pissed off Baconator ain't nothing to fuck with, Ingo.
Nope.
Because Hendricks got fucked out of his title shot.
Yep.
And now he's fighting Condit. And this seems like we got the perfect storm here. Because Condit is a guy who starts slow. Hendricks is a guy who starts fast. Mm-hmm. Hendricks has got the fucking knockout power. Mm-hmm. And he's bringing the edge of being pissed off and not getting a fucking title shot.
That's
so
he's angry.
You put all that into the equation. It's like, fuck. When you look at how slow Condit starts, reminds me of like the Roy McDonald fight where McDonald just fucking took it to him for two rounds. And I think the Ellenberger fight where Ellenberger took it to Condit. The thing Condit's got going for him, though, is he's got the wherewithal to withstand that early fucking barrage from people and then maintain and come back and win. So, conditioning-wise, he'll probably have the advantage, Condit will. Unpredictability, Condit. Conditioning, I probably said that. Game plan. That's always Condit, but... really leaning towards Hendricks. I think Hendricks, with all those things, the edge and whatnot, yep. I think he'll be the first one to like really knock him out, because Catman got knocked out and he's been knocked out a couple of times, but you would expect in that fight, or at least I did, Catman to last a little bit longer.
Yep.
But Hendricks knocked him out. He knocked out John Fitch. And I think this is another notch in his belt, and I'm thinking. Yep. Hendricks with a first round knockout.
It almost doesn't seem fair to me. I feel like Johnny is like, he's crazy, man. He's got that southpaw style. He comes in with that lunging hook that people don't like.
Both power. Hands.
I think people don't expect him to hit that hard, but I mean, it's just, he doesn't give a fuck. And Condit, yes, he's more technical. He's got the stick and move stuff, but when a guy's in your grill like Hendricks is from the get, you know, I think he just comes out and blows it out. He wants to show people that he deserves that title shot. And I think if he probably feels like if he knocks out Condit, they cannot deny him. Whoever wins GSP, he's got to get a title shot. He probably should have it already. So I just don't see this going much longer than 2 minutes. It's going to be quick. And if it goes into the later rounds, I give Condit more of the edge. But I don't see how it gets there because Johnny can put him down at will. He's got more power. He's just not as technical, but he's stronger. It just doesn't seem right. Unfortunately, Condit. I mean, look at what GSP did to Condit. It seems very similar as far as like what's going to happen here.
Well, I gotta wonder too. Like with Condit, like how bad does he want it? Because I mean, you had your shot and you lost.
Now you're on the decline of that.
He had one round beat, but Hendricks is hungrier because he hasn't gotten that shot.
Yep.
So it's like, fuck. I really lean towards Hendricks.
Yeah. I'm with you. And I like this matchup less as far as a even fight versus what they were going to do. So it was a McRory versus Condit. I like that much more versus this right now, which is, it seems really one-sided. The odds, I think, are in Hendricks' favor too, right?
They should be, but you never know with those odds makers. They're out of control.
They're crazy. 8-Ball says, oh no.
The Magic 8-Ball was without a doubt. Carlos Condit.
All right, cool.
All good.
We good.
You don't have to worry.
We good in the hood. Sponsors! Fuck, I forgot the soap again. We have Defense Soap. I have like 5 bars. I keep forgetting to bring it.
It's all good.
DefenseSoap.com. Use code MMANuts for 15% off and your entire order of Defense Soap. Listen.
What?
They not only do soap, they do laundry detergent. They do I don't know, healing salves, lotions.
They do car washes. You can wash your car.
Wash your car, Defense Soap.
Whatever needs to be washed.
Free cars. perfect.
That's what it's all about. You can fuck that tailpipe all night long. Clean. Don't worry about rust.
But make sure if you order your car soap,
was that tetanus? It takes care of tetanus.
I mean, that's 15% off. Okay. Also, what? We are sponsored by
my God,
our
favorite.
That's a lot of vodka. We're sponsored by Luskosova. What is that fucking thing?
Yeah. Luskosova? That sounds good.
I don't know.
Potato vodka, triple distilled. I poured like half a glass.
That's the second bottle this evening. I'm just kidding.
And the Long Branch Bloody Mary.
We're all full of sponsors this week.
It's full of something.
GoDaddy.com. Holy cannoli. We got a lot of fucking GoDaddy
holy
shit.
Holy cannoli.
I said cannoli on the show. It's ridiculous.
You fucking cabroni.
GoDaddy.com. No. Still got the 495 domains. What do we got? MMA Nuts 30? No. Okay, I don't know the code. Absolutely.
495.com. It's code MMA Nuts. You got 35% off of Go. 35 off 8.
Yes.
You can save 20% if you don't want to be a fucking douchebag and just take 20. Yeah. You can just go MMA Nuts 20 and then you can get.
Still works.
Yeah, damn right. You can get dollar hosting, $1 per month.
No.
$1 per month hosting for a year.
Nice.
On the last one, that's which cheap. Is host deal 8. Okay. Now I remember all this shit. Fucking like
he's the man. He's got the hat.
Savant.
I got the shirt. If you're ever confused, just go to MMANuts.com/deals, and you will see all the deals we have going on, including, you know, whatever.
I feel like it should be written in calligraphy.
Sure.
Have you ever calligraphed back in the
no,
day?
My penmanship blows. You know what I've noticed?
What?
I actually type way faster than I can write by longhand.
Really?
Yes. Huh. It's ridiculous. And my longhand is almost illegible.
What the hell is longhand?
You know, writing it out. Longhand.
I don't know what longhand means.
Like long cock.
Longhand, shorthand.
Yeah, shorthand.
What's up, Black Dynamite?
I don't know. I'm the walrus over here.
Apparently. Fucking Beatles, Jesus Christ. I am the walrus, alright?
Cuckoo ca-choo, motherfucker!
So we need to be flashing gang signs.
No!
Putting gang signs?
We're gonna get shot.
Call us, bitch.
There's gonna be like some guy who puts up, what up, motherfucker? I know where you live, bitch. He's gonna come to your house.
That's fine. Okay. You can come all day. I got guns. I got dogs.
Okay.
We'll fucking light some shit up.
It's a good thing I'm not around when that happens, but
trust me,
good.
I'll blow some shit up.
You will.
If you come.
I'll blow some people.
You'll blow them up. Blow them up. It's all good
it's
in
all
the
good.
Hood.
Listen. What? I'm excited about this. This is ridiculous.
You don't think this... Well, let's introduce it, and then okay. I'll go some questions. All right, we got George
Rush
St. Pierre, GSP, for those in the know. He's 23-2 versus Nick
209
Diaz. He is 26-8. GSP, 35% of his wins by KO and 22% by submission. Diaz, 50% of his wins by KO and 31% by submission. There is a house in New Orleans.
They call it the Rising Sun?
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know.
That's kind of the weirdest promo song I've ever heard
it's
for a fight.
Up, man.
I didn't know how to feel. It's like, I like that song, but it's kind of mellow.
That's weird.
And then there's this...
That's what the feeling
this
is.
Dichotomy of... You have GSP.
It's all good.
He was born and bred to fight.
Canadian.
He lives and loves the gymnastics.
Gymnastica Natural.
But I forgot. Oh, I was going to say, is this fight bullshit? Is this a bullshit fight? Is this legit?
Why would you say it's bullshit?
Because how do you have a guy who's coming off a loss fight for the title again?
I don't know, because they should have done this a while ago.
True.
And I don't think he lost that fucking fight against Carlos.
He lost.
He didn't lose.
One man retains the belt, one man loses it.
Maybe.
Or something. I don't know. Hey, Conda is probably the first guy to win all round off of GSP in forever.
True. Yeah, I can't recall anyone who has. Not Koscheck, not...
Not in a long time. It's been a while.
Yeah. No, I'll give him that.
So?
I like Condon. I'm just saying.
What are your thoughts on this?
All right. My big question is we've talked many times on the show about the fact that GSP, at times, has shown a mental weakness when adversity strikes. Okay? And my question to you is
yeah.
What is this guy going to do when he gives Diaz... the best he has for 2 rounds, 3 rounds, and this guy is still fucking standing there and still coming forward, still flipping him off, still saying, what?
What? Is that what
exactly.
you got? What
yeah.
do you got?
What?
Well, now you're going to throw spinning shit at me, George?
What's George going to do? I think he gets frustrated. I think Diaz's whole game plan in this fight is to come out and just be crazy, get in George's head, fuck with him. You know, and get him to take him down, because I think that's where his best chance of winning this fight is. George is obviously tough. I mean, he passes people's guard. He's very strong from the top. I don't think he works as hard as he could to try to finish when he's George? On top. Yes.
Well, I've got a theory on that.
Okay, go ahead. What is it?
It's called hate.
You think he needs to be angry?
Well, look at when George is angry, he finishes people. And I can remember two specific incidents. Look at the second Matt Serra fight.
Okay.
Because he was embarrassed the first time he fought Serra. Mm-hmm. And then the second BJ Penn fight, because that BJ Penn was talking mad shit on him.
It was a horrible beating.
And I don't remember anybody putting on a beating and BJ Penn at that time, because you could still consider BJ Penn in his prime at that point.
Yeah.
When Diaz put a beating on him, he was a little bit past it. But it's like when George is angry, he finishes people. So that's why I worry for Nick Diaz's health here.
You think so? I recently watched, by the way, it's free on Xbox. I think it's goes all week. You can watch GSV versus Matt Hughes 2, which is a great
and that,
fight.
That's another grudge where
GSV
put the beat down.
That is the guy that I like to see fight, not the guy who's grinding out rounds and whatever. That was exciting, man. He finished Hughes. He was, you know, he got in his Hughes garden and just fucking rained down destruction. Mm-hmm. Fists, and then he's like, oh, fists aren't working, elbows. You know, I just don't think Diaz goes away that easy. And if you remember Diaz, when he fought Cyborg, it was the same shit. Cyborg
Chris
tried to...
Cyborg? No, the female? That no, the dirty
man.
Bitch.
The man, Cyborg. He tried to take his ass down, and boom, stopped down an armbar and was like, see you later, I'm taking this shit home. I don't think George has fought a guy with this much jiu-jitsu in a very long time. And George's big game is to take guys down when he feels
debatable.
Like he's in trouble.
Jake Shields.
Oh, dude, Diaz is jiu-jitsu. Come on.
They train together. They're both. He's a crazy jiu-jitsu.
It don't matter. I think Diaz is light years ahead. But I see your point. So I'm just saying Diaz is dangerous. He's a different style of fighter than Jake. And the big thing he has that Jake doesn't is the cardio. So the man doesn't go away.
Well, I'd say cardio, you just throw it out of the equation in this fight, because they both have cardio. Both. Is not going to be a problem for either guy.
Yep.
But the striking is, if Diaz can't get you with your back against the cage, Diaz can't beat you striking.
Yeah.
That's where he fucks you up. But George is smart enough to not be there.
Yeah.
And I think...
Hopefully.
The question is, like, what happens? Because I think GSP can dictate where this fight goes.
Probably.
Does he want to keep it standing, or does he want to take it to the ground?
Yep.
And if he takes it to the ground, that's that question mark of...
What's going to happen?
Right.
Is can he pass Diaz's guard? Can Diaz... You know, control him and get an armbar, get a triangle.
I mean, elbows make the difference.
Maybe. If anything, I think rather than a TKO or something, this fight, or a decision, this fight might get stopped due to damage, like via cuts. You know, Diaz has a big propensity to bleed and whatnot, but I think it's going to be exciting. I think it's going to be crazy.
Well, Diaz is going to talk so much shit during the fight that it's like GSP goes to another level, and I wish GSP would always fight to this level.
Okay.
You know, here's the question. Do you think this is fight of the night?
Absolutely. I think it goes four rounds. But I'm going to tell you...
I'm taking four rounds, too.
Four rounds, I think Diaz gets an armbar. I think GSP runs out of steam, runs out of mental fortitude. This is the guy he's been wanting to beat, I think, because of the disrespect angle and everything else.
Yeah, how about that press conference?
Crazy.
Like, motherfucker, blah, blah,
I love it. George is like, listen to yourself, man.
You are an uneducated fool.
Like, what the fuck? It's like, oh, you're out of line. Is it? I think, you know what?
Motherfucker.
They shouldn't let Diaz talk, but when he does, it's pure gold. Dana White had to be sitting back going, this is the greatest press conference, conference call in the history of, like, UFC ever. This is making so much pay-per-view money. It got me excited to see these. Because Diaz is like, I'm not the bad guy. This is fucking bullshit. Fuck you, George. And George is like, you disrespectful bitch. I'm going to kick your ass. He's like, look at you. So,
yeah,
it's going to be good. I'm Diaz, fourth round. I'm calling an armbar right here, for sure.
Good for you. I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't be upset if Diaz won.
Or triangle.
I just want a good fight.
What?
I just think like, looking at George's track record, when he's pissed off, he destroys people. He becomes a destroyer. And I think this is the first fight in a long fucking time that GSP actually gets the finish. And I haven't heard him talking about the finish. I keep hearing him saying how he wants to, like, beat the shit out of Diaz. You know, like, I want to hurt this ass. Guy. So, yep. Like, when he goes into, like, the Terminator mode, that's scary. A scary GSP. And okay. That's the GSP that fought Penn the second time. Like, fuck. So I'm taking GSP with the finish.
Which round?
Fourth round.
Ooh, we both agree on the Terminator.
I think we're going to need to see a beatdown. Because he's not going to finish him fast. He's gonna. No. He's a showman. Okay. He's like Gladiator.
Sure.
You gotta win the crowd, man.
You can't entertain. Well, at home, how much does he need to win the crowd in Montreal?
Well, he's a showman. He'll let it go for four and then shut the door or whatever it was. You need an Ali rhyme right there. So. Yeah. It's all good. Let's see what the Magic 8 Ball is gonna take here.
Awesome. It's gonna be so awesome.
Magic 8 Ball. Oh, snap. Magic 8 Ball is taking Nick Diaz. Watch out.
Yes.
Check yourself before you
if Nick Diaz wins yourself. The title, it's going to be so ridiculous. I think Dana White will pass out. Like, this is like, a PR nightmare.
Fuck. This motherfucker's not going to show up. He's not going to do any press for me.
Yes.
They're going to have to, like, now he's a champ. Photoshop him into, like, the press conference. Awesome.
How come
shit?
No prime times? I've been, is either not?
No, it's irritating. Okay. This would have been the best prime time that you could have made ever.
Yeah.
But they kind of did this when they did the Condit versus Diaz, because it was like half the time was dedicated to Condit versus Diaz, and then half the time was GSP versus Diaz. And then I knew that was going to get fucked up, because you can't disrespect a man.
On his home turf?
Sure. I'll buy that for a dollar. Chud, chud, ching. Get rain.
I'm excited.
Make it rain.
It's going to be good.
It's all good.
Best fight, best anticipated fight of the year so far.
So that means one of them will probably get injured on the walk
no,
to the octagon.
Don't say that.
Fight off, and then Kimbo Slice will have to step in on short notice.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
At whatever weight he wants to weigh.
240.
It doesn't even matter. Tim Sylvia. All right, viewer mail.
Yes.
Ryan Smith asks, who is more feminine, Fallon Fox or Chris Cyborg? Blasphemy!
Crazy question.
That is blasphemy, my son.
Come on, it's got to be Cyborg. She has no penis, as far as we know.
And she may be growing a penis, but she's still female.
Large clits can be crazy, man.
You're like, she'll feed you lemon heads.
That's right.
Trust me. It's all good.
It's probably your dream, probably like her feeding me lemon heads, holding me down. She's like, ah, eat this
you
shit.
You take
fucker.
The lemon head,
you like,
go.
Ah, you fucker.
It's all good.
It's all good.
And Ryan Smith was the second question. What are your thoughts on Eric Guillito Perez? He is 3-0 in the UFC. All three fights ended in the first round. He's fighting at UFC 159 and is only 23 years old. Do you think he could contend and fight for the title at bantamweight? I'll say just being 3-0 at bantamweight means you are like ranked number one.
Yes.
So, yes.
You're high on the totem pole. Low. Everyone.
What was that you were saying about who was that? Kyo Tara?
Yes.
Like in Caprito?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Caprito keeps trying to get Kyo to fight. He's like, dude, all you got to do is sign up. You'll be like top three. There's nobody else.
It's
crazy.
It's sad, but true.
Kyo's fucking tiny. These guys are so small. He looks like a 10th grader. It's crazy.
It's all good.
Nice guy, though.
All right. Andrew M. asks, how do I one day become as cool as the MMA nut?
Oh, impossible. We're not cool. I don't consider myself cool.
Look at this fucker.
Look at me.
He's wearing stud glasses and some sort of headgear.
Ridiculous.
Maybe that's what I'm going to wear next show. What? Headgear. Whole show. And a mouthpiece.
Well, you wore glasses a while ago and you took them off pretty quick. I decided I did it randomly. I'm just going to just wear this whole show. I may wear this all the time. This is my new persona.
It's fine.
The walrus.
He's the walrus. His cock big like walrus. Big and whiskery.
There you go.
Andrew M. is a serious question. Serious note. What are your thoughts on Rashad Evans supporting marriage equality in the States? In Canada, we've had same-sex marriage nationwide since around 2003. Our country hasn't burned to the ground yet. Big black cock.
You said that?
BBC.
Nice. Thank you, sir.
Or maybe it's a Bruce Broadcast.
I don't know. When did he say this, and why does it? Why is he talking about this? It doesn't even matter. Who cares?
I don't know. It's like all the MMA sites made a big deal
really?
Of like, oh my god, he came out in support of gay marriage.
Who cares?
Who gives a fuck?
It's not a big deal.
It's 2013. I gave up about caring about
listen,
whether someone was gay or not 10 years ago.
Doing shit together that they feel is okay, then go for it. As long as you're not fucking little boys, you can do whatever you want.
What if you're fucking little girls? You well, should probably put that. Just say fucking little kids.
Thank you. Thank
you. Look at him, little girl fucker. Now I need to wear sunglasses. No, I feel like I've been sexually pedophilia. Karma, sir. Are you polophilio or pedophilio?
I don't know.
Is that your new persona?
The walrus?
Pedophilio. The walrus is a pedophile.
Okay.
And he's on your sexual offender chart.
No, I'm just saying.
He lives here in your neighborhood.
Gay is okay, people.
We should put a big rainbow across the set. If I was smart, I would.
You have the effect?
I would affect like the rainbow.
They might have that.
With, like, a leprechaun juggling his balls. Or my balls. Oh, wow. How much does that cost? If we get a leprechaun on set just to run by and, like. I don't know. I just thought he could throw gold coins at us.
Sure.
But you want him to juggle balls, that's all cool.
It'd be really cool, actually.
What?
To get a midget on the show. I want to be able to like have some chip and dip in the middle of the show.
I'm telling you. I'm down with that. Okay. Let's make it happen.
Somebody bring us
2013. We've had enough money now. We can do stuff.
We should have someone like feeding us drinks. I shouldn't have a beer and more beer.
Bartender.
I should have someone coming to. I would like something extravagant, like a mojito, you know?
I said last time, we're building all this shit in here. I'm like, we need a bar.
I don't want to make the drink, though. It's too much work.
No, we'll put something in here where it's like a. Is it a dry bar? Is it wet? I don't know.
What's the difference?
We have a bar in the fucking studio, and we have a little midget bartender.
Here. Okay.
Done!
Well, Hector's going to be hanging around if you. Not that he's a midget. I'm just saying.
No,
we don't want to have him serve us drinks.
So what do I need to write now?
We need a bartender. A hot one. With.
All right. How about a female midget bartender
with big tits? Yes. I think the fans are all about it.
I think we've lost all the fans by now.
No,
I'm just gonna write bartender. Sorry, I'm really hot right now.
You say hot or high? Which one?
Smoke it.
Hot.
Next question. I don't smoke the marijuana.
Me neither.
I'm taking a break.
Good.
All right.
Good for you.
So, Tonio Serrano Diego asks, how good of a chance do you think Chris Weidman has against Anderson Silva?
I like his chances.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, Anderson is like a 2-1 favorite over Weidman.
Which is a small number if you look at the past fighters he's faced.
I think it should be a little bit closer because I want to bet on Weidman, but when I bet on people, they tend to lose.
Yes.
So I'm going to have to withstain or...
Abstain?
Yeah.
Sustain?
I want to withstain.
Withstain? Well, I don't know what that
is. Doesn't sound good, but I like it. Mm-hmm. All right. Moving right along. Ronald Martineau, if and when GSP wins, do you think Diaz will be respectful and admit his loss, or do you think he'll have a hissy fit?
He's going to have a hissy fit.
Is he gonna run out of the cage like?
Say fuck everybody! This shit's bullshit. I didn't come here to fucking teddy bear hug. Nice. You got lines in your head from your hat.
That's awesome.
Is too tight.
Check it out.
Cutting off the circulation. Wow. The goated hat don't fit.
Oh Jesus Christ!
If the hat don't fit, you must have quit, Matt.
That's right. If anything doesn't fit.
What about speaking of which? Not to change the subject. What about this?
Hey, he was in Black Dynamite too.
Crazy. A trial of this crazy chick in Arizona that killed her boyfriend. She's on the stand for like 16 days. They're fucking badgering.
What?
You didn't hear about this?
Check it out. I just popped it out, Eagle. Nice. Oh, it's so cool.
Jodi Arias, you never heard about this?
No.
She's like, I don't know.
Oh. Sorry, I'm in the shot. Keep going.
The fans know what I'm talking about. What is going on? Like, if for somebody who's obviously guilty, I don't know, the fucking legal system should just... This is costing lots of money. It's ridiculous.
You can't just understand the government is fucking crazy. I try to make sense out of shit every day, and then I have to keep going, Matt, you can't rationalize with crazy. Crazy is crazy, so you just have to recognize it's crazy, and then it makes sense.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
I hear you.
It's all good. Are you ready to move?
Sure.
All right. Rhyme you! What are your thoughts on the Diaz GSP conference call? I think we kind of addressed that a little bit. Awesome.
Top notch.
John Bloomstein, if GSP beats Diaz and Conda beats Hendricks, who gets the next shot at GSP?
Rory McDonald.
Done. Greg LaFountain asks, if Is GD... Here we go. Is JDS versus Hunt a more exciting fight than Ream versus JDS?
I think so.
Fuck yeah. Mark Hunt is the man. Let me tell you this. I am so happy that Hunt got this opportunity, because as soon as Overeem went out, I was like, fuck, please put Mark Hunt in. Please put Mark Hunt. Then Mark Hunt's not going to fight. Mark Hunt's fighting. No, he's not.
What about
he
Dana? You can't trust a word that guy says.
He lies all the time.
That's so crazy.
Well, and maybe he doesn't lie, but maybe at that time it was true. But then, later on, it became untrue.
Well, he's like, Mark Hunt didn't want the fight. And Mark's like, I fear no man.
Mark Hunt fears no man. He's a man of few words. When like, he speaks, people listen.
Yeah, a couple hours later, he's like, we had a good call. I'm like, okay, so which is it? Did you even talk the first time? Or are you just fucking making shit up? Is that his way of saying, you want the fight, you better call my ass? I don't know what the story is.
It's I don't so know. Crazy. I'm telling you what, though. At heavyweight, I think Mark Hunt is my favorite fighter.
Really?
Fuck yeah. Okay. He throws bombs at your bums.
Arlovsky.
No, because you know how many times have we seen Mark Hunt throw that fucking knockout blow and walk off? At least twice.
Yeah.
He's like, done.
Yeah.
That's a showman. That is a fucking showman. I'm all about showman. You all right, Walrus?
I'm ready. Getting sleepy over here. I was up early.
It's all good.
Fucking time
you should drink some of this Coke.
No.
Why are you... It's an hour earlier.
I know, but I was up earlier. That's my
Didn't
point.
You take a nap today?
No.
See?
Could not do it.
I tried, and then my dog and my kids woke
Everything
up.
Was crazy at my
What's
house.
Going on in here? When a dog climbs in bed twice. I'm trying to sleep! Close door, take dog!
My dogs bark at the snowman I built yesterday. It's fucking annoying.
Is your snowman melt?
It's gone. There's no snow at my
I have
house.
A headless snowman in my backyard.
It's just a pile of where they had the plowing. Yeah. Everything else is gone. It's a pile of mud everywhere. I think spring is coming. I'm excited.
It's all good.
I can't wait for summer. We can wear shorts and t-shirts on the show again.
All I gotta say is skin to win, ladies. Skin to win. If you lived on the 8th floor, you know what that's about.
Yes.
All right. Anthony Tiger asks, what's your opinion if Fedor made a resurgence in 2013... in the UFC at 205, where would you place him in the weight group today?
At 205?
Yeah.
Well,
it's not far-fetched. You could easily
go out losing three in a row, right? He lost?
Mm-hmm. Well, something like that. He had like a three-fight losing streak. And
I'd put him at like a solid five, maybe.
Holy shit. It just depends. Is he motivated or not? That's the question.
A motivated BJ Penn. I mean, Fedor.
Oh, hey now.
No, I don't think...
He's top 10. Well, I'd give him top 10.
I said five.
I think that's too generous.
Is it? Maybe. I don't know. John Jones. Who else you got up there?
Lyoto, Henderson, Gustafson.
You can't put Gustafson in front of Fedor. Who's Gustafson fought that's like in the class
Thiago
of...
Silva.
No. No.
He's fighting Musashi.
I know, but that guy's not in
Fedor has never fought at 205.
I know, but he'd kill people.
Fedor was on a huge losing streak, and he's unmotivated.
Against guys who are gigantic.
Unless, are they going to give him truckloads of gold and vodka?
Maybe.
Potato-based.
Nice.
Russian or Polish. Triple distilled vodka.
Who cares?
I don't know.
Just drink your vodka. Your looks is so, is it Polish or Russian? Which one?
It's, Zenev. No, it's Polish then.
Okay. V is Russian?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Jeff Ellsbury asks, who's the best trash talker? Chael Sonnen or Don Fry? And can I say it again for the third time during the show? Blasphemy!
That's crazy.
It's fucking Chael Sonnen. Is Chael Sonnen or Sean McCorkle?
Yeah.
Anybody else in there? Well, Nick Diaz is trying to work it, but you have to have...
His angle is crazy.
Yeah. So. That's crazy. Chael's well thought out. He's a thinking man. He's like a warrior poet, if you will.
Yes.
And then the last question from the viewer mail is from Eric Nelson. He asks, what is life like now that you guys have an MMA show and are now peppered?
Ooh.
Was it like diapered?
Yes.
That means I
have someone who washes my balls every day, so it's pretty good. I like it. It's nice. Clean balls are important.
I have someone that wipes my ass every day.
Even better. I wipe my own ass. I feel like it's a job only I should do. But my balls being waxed and clean is excellent. I don't know. I don't feel any different. If anything, okay. If it,
what?
If it becomes, if it gets to a point where I'm out in public and someone recognizes me, I'm going to have to seriously evaluate.
Probably going
to
recognize the walrus. It's the walrus! Say, Jesus
I'm
Christ!
I'm going to have to seriously rethink this whole thing, because the whole reason for doing this was just to be goofy and have fun. And I certainly don't want any fame or notoriety, not that we have it now.
None.
Zero. So, if you see us and you happen to think you know us, just be cool, man. Don't fucking...
Yeah, it's like my daughter's here, like, the commercial on the radio, like, you're famous! I'm like, no. I don't want it. I don't have it. Nothing. Although, I do want to make it rain and go.
I just ask one thing. I'd like to have Jennifer Aniston sit on my lap.
Done. Okay. I told you, I'm going to make that happen for you.
I don't want to do anything else. I just want her to sit on my lap and be happy about it. That's all.
Yes.
Okay? That's what I'm saying.
That's part one. And then the, what is it, the philanthropist side?
Yes.
We donate. It's all about charitable donations, and we step that up every year.
Yes, we have made some
more we make, the more we donate.
We seem to keep giving out, and we should continue to do that, because it's good. And we change up the charities, you know, we just fucking, it's all good.
That's all I'm saying. The better we do, the more we give out. That's right.
And we're hiring people, we're supporting writers, we got some new guys working for our site. We're going to be getting...
They're definitely not loading our site up with malware and or viruses. We are clean... Because did you know that Defense Sub also, they're a virus scan our site.
Oh, nice.
They keep our site clean.
For 15%.
It's malware free.
Nice. I'm with it.
So that's all good.
Is that the last one?
You damn right.
Awesome.
Right in the knowledge.
Knowledge! What you got?
I got nothing. You got anything?
Knowledge? No. I mean, I think I'm fairly good.
What was that documentary? I just told you, I watched a documentary.
Yeah.
And I've got Bartender. Hang on. I gotta go to all my notes. We need to smoke cigars on the show.
Yes, we do.
Oh, it's called How to Live Forever. So the guy, like, in his 50s, this is a documentary. It's free if you have the Amazon Prime. And he went around and interviewed, like, a bunch of, like, 100-year-old people just to see, like, what was the secret to living a long life. And in Japan, it was, like, not retiring, and they eat, like, a lot of food, but it's mostly vegetables. So it's, like, you eat... more food but less calories out there, and you're always active, and you're doing something that you love, and so you're always doing something. I think
that culture, the Japanese and the Germans are very similar. I think they keep busy, you know, they have a purpose in life.
Yeah, and that was the thing too. I forgot where this other guy was, but he was like 94 and he's still out fishing with like a single boat, like canoe out. Go out there and he's diving with like a fucking spear.
Yeah.
His 90s.
Well, they say that that's what, you know, people who become older to that age of, you know, where you should be like considering, like if you keep active, they say you'll actually be more fulfilled, you'll live longer. And, you know, I can see that because a lot of statistics say like if one spouse dies, the other one dies soon after. And there's all these little things that you see, or when people retire, the suicide rate goes up. There's all kinds of weird shit. And the thing is, people just in general need to stay active. You need to keep your mind busy.
And one other guy was in his, like, I don't know if he was in his 80s or 90s, but he was like a fucking porn champ. He was in all this, like...
He was in porn?
Oh, yeah. Okay. He was like an old school porn guy. He was like Japanese.
Like hairy cock and balls. He's like,
And they showed, like, titty, like old lady titty
don't
in there,
don't they, like,
too.
Dray everything out?
No, I was like, whoa! I didn't expect titty in a documentary.
It's all good. It's like National Geographic. You get a little taste.
Yeah, it was a little old titty. I was like, look at this old man. He's getting some action. He's like, he's fucking like a champ in his 80s. Good for him.
It's all possible. He must have TRT replacement therapy.
Well, that was Suzanne Somers. She claimed like the secret to her. She's 61 and she still looks hot as fuck. Thighmaster. But actually it was the hormones. She said she was on like progesterone, estrogen, testosterone, and like...
I'm sure that's
six
all good
ones.
For you to keep the hormones going when they stop naturally.
Yes.
Wouldn't cause cancer or anything like that.
Not at all. Not at all. No. You keep the marijuana intake up, keeps the cancer down.
Cancer down. Marijuana good, cancer bad.
That's to keep you cancer free.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
That's fair enough.
That's all I got.
That's all you got?
How do they contact us, Ingo?
Oh, we forgot. Email fans@MMAnouts.com. That's kind of late for that. We missed all that.
Nah, you can still do
Facebook,
it.
Facebook,
shut it down.
iTunes, Twitter, Twitter, Twitter.
My head hurts.
Check it all out. Go to YouTube. Go to our website. Listen.
What?
If you're still watching, you should be hanging out on our website, because you fucking, if you watch this entire damn show, you probably love us.
You know what we should do? We should throw like a bonus code in here at the very end, like what? The first person to see this and fucking
was $100?
Tweet it out. Something.
We should, you know.
Not this time.
No, not this time. But we should do shit like weird shit like that, like with the hashtag /MMA Nuts. We can do some cool stuff. Giveaway for you. You know what I still have? I still have the program from the UFC on Fox that I don't know what to do with. I don't need all this UFC memorabilia. It's cool.
I've
man.
Got
so,
three of them right there.
Dude. Yeah, so we should give some stuff away. We're going to do that. Next show. Good idea.
Done. And then so, we got this new thing on Facebook called Top Fans.
Oh, yeah.
Try to get in there because top fans are going to win shit.
So if you come over and blow us, you'll be right at the top of the list.
Depending upon what sex you are. Transgender? In.
Nothing like a transgender blowjob. Thailand, baby. Thailand.
Yes.
Speaking of which, they're making a fucking
I saw it.
Hangover 3.
I saw it. I was like, what? And it actually looks better than the second one.
The second was horrible.
It was the worst.
I watched it and I was like, this is bad. Not good. The first one for me was just okay.
It was pretty good.
But the
second
one
sucked dick.
Terrible.
No, it sucked ass.
Yeah.
Like chocolate.
So anyways, you got anything else? Okay. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. I am the Walrus.
I'm Santa Claus.
Nice. You kind of look
I think
like
it's, I think this is going beard. Down next week.
Are you
so.
Shaving it down?
Getting sick of it.
Are you?
It's about time, Hendrix. It's okay. About time. Baconator.
We'll see you guys next week. Be cool.
Thanks for playing.